friends, Maestro here, bringing you episode 571 of Maestro on the Mic. In today's episode, I am breaking down the number one reason to go to a live event. You'll already know it's not for the information. If you've been in my ecosystem for a bit, you might also know what I'm going to say, but you're going to have to tune into the full episode to find out. All this and more, but first, hey DJ, give me that heartbeat.
This is Maestro on the Mic,
a podcast designed to help you change your mindset and your life.
It is time for something new.
Join host Dr. Shante Cofield, also known as the Movement Maestro, on a journey to see the bigger picture.
Open your eyes.
Find your passion.
And discover how movement unites us all.
Let's get it poppin'.
This is Maestro on the Mic. I'm the Maestro, and you're about to get maestrified.
3, 2, 1.
Hello, my podcast people, and thank you for joining me for yet another episode of my favorite podcast. If you're listening to this when it drops, it is Monday, April 15th. Welcome to the middle of April, and we are talking about the number one reason to go to a live event. Also, hope you got your taxes done. April 15th, I think that's an important date. I don't know. Let's do a few little life updates, and then we'll hop on into the episode, so I'm actually super excited to talk about this one. So, life update number one, Lex's parents are coming this week. At the time I'm recording this, no, it'll be in the future. As per always, we record in the past, release in the future. But Lex's parents are coming to visit. Short trip, like Thursday to Monday, but I'm excited. So that should be good. My computer arrived today. I told you in the last episode, two episodes ago, my shit died. Got a new one, got a Mac Studio. I haven't set it up yet because I didn't want to deal with all of the setup stuff and then have to record this and have to go through the issues. So I said, let me record this. It worked out fine last week. So at some point today, I will set that up and I'll let you know how it goes. The monitor, you can't see it. I can see it. It is working great. I went with that BenQ 27 inch. I'll put it in the show notes. It will be an affiliate link through Amazon because mama didn't raise no fool. But it's working great. It is a 4K monitor, not a 5K monitor. It's not a retina display like IMAX, but it's also half the price and delivers 100% of the output. Although the speakers suck. I'm not going to lie. I got to get new speakers, but that's an inexpensive task there. But I have been thinking, I'm like, should I have gotten the 32 inch? Probably not, because it's a lot of eye movement, right? You can't see it, but this screen slides up and down. And if I slide it up, it'll go in front of the camera. And so the fact that I have the camera mounted above, like I use the DSLR and have it mounted above, means the screen height can only be but so high. And then, yes, I have room underneath it, but then my eye has to travel way far down. So it's not ideal. The 32 inch would be too big. I'm literally convincing myself as I'm recording this. The 27 inch is fine. And I mean, worst case scenario, I could get another 27 inch and it would still be cheaper than the one monitor. Slightly more expensive, but on the whole cheaper. I know how that doesn't make sense, but just like it feels like it makes sense to me. Like I get two and it's like $600, $1,600 versus the one that's 27 inch and it's $1,599. And I think it will be more expensive because that's like, you know, the base price and there's no tax or anything added to that when they list it. So I could get two of these, but realistically my second monitor, which you can't see, that is a 24 inch, it's 24 diagonally and it's like a, I don't know, like a 12 inches high. So getting a 27 inch monitor wouldn't actually be that much bigger. So I'll probably just stay with this one. And one of the things to note, I know I'm going off on a tangent. It's not a tangent, but I know this is not what the episode's about, but I love talking about this stuff. One thing to note is that the BenQ monitor, it's a matte finish, which is just, it's just different than, you know, the shiny IMAX, and getting used to the Apple products, but it, in having a matte finish, I've noticed that it's actually easier for me to go, my eye to go between the two screens. When I had my iMac, it was the glossy finish and then the matte screen, the matte finish for the secondary monitor. And there was definitely, there's already a difference in the resolution. And then just having that difference made it a little bit, but this is matte to matte and it's great. It works out fine. I'm very happy with it. And yeah, there's no need to be spending $1 zillion to be having an Apple monitor. So there's that. I am also currently sore as fuck. I had a semi-private lesson with my girl Kim Hildreth yesterday. It was four of us. So semi-private. Kim is a pro beach volleyball player. Maybe I'll bring her on the podcast at some point. We'll do like an in-person recording. But She's hands down one of the smartest players on the tour. Like, she's just, her volleyball IQ is just so fucking high. And part of that's because she is a quote unquote undersized player. I think she's probably like 5'7", and that's undersized for volleyball. So you got to be smarter. She's also super athletic, but it's super fucking cool to me that we're friends. We met through Instagram. It was like a Fringe connection. When I say Fringe, I mean the company Fringe, and she was looking at them. I don't know. But either way, Fringe was Allison and Fringe were definitely involved there. Kim wound up taking my Instagram intensive. We've just stayed, you know, stayed friends. And it's really cool to me. I'm like, dude, I know a professional volleyball player. And like, we are friends. So she was in town for a tournament that she had on Friday. Lex and I wound up staying for all three matches. We were just going to go. I was just going to go to the one. But then I was like, what? You know what? Work can wait. So stayed for all of the matches on Friday, and we don't have any regular classes this weekend. We didn't have any regular classes because Steven was out of town for his spring break with his daughter. So we set up a semi-private, and it was just so fucking good. I'm so sore, but it was so good. But the semi-private lesson ties directly into today's topic, which is the number one reason to go to a live event, and that is for the magic of being in the room. Yes, I could absolutely do remote sessions with Kim. I could pitch her that and she would say yes. I could have her create me some sort of program. I could persuade her into making, you know, videos online and such that, you know, teach how to handset. She has the best, she's a phenomenal handsetter. How to adjust one's timing for their approach, because that's one of the things we worked on. But it fucking pales in comparison to the live in-person lesson and the three other phenomenal humans that were there with me. Lex is obviously one of them, and then my girls, Diana and Brianna. Actually, I believe she goes by Brianna, but we call her Ray. But that is why you go to live events. That is why you do things in person. So the inspiration for this episode is actually the fact that Jill and I have opened up doors for Boss Up 2024. Right? For those of you that don't know, Boss Up is a two-day live in-person only event for online business owners and online business hopefuls who want to do things differently. Right. This year, it is October 10th and 11th in sunny, crossing my fingers, sunny SoCal. It'll be at the Shade Hotel in Redondo Beach. Jill and I will be breaking down all things online business strategy, but this year we're doing it differently because we're bringing in guest speakers, and I'm fucking pumped. We actually had Lex as a guest speaker in the past, but this time we're bringing in a different, slightly different type of guest speaker. So far confirmed, we have Dr. Jennifer Hutton, Dr. J-Pop. We got Rachel Strickland, and we got Dr. Uchenna Osai, a.k.a. UC. They have all been on the podcast, so we'll link those episodes in the show notes. Thank you, Courtney. But bringing them in because they all are committed to doing business differently. And we've asked them to speak about what it takes to become the type of business owner who does things differently, right? What it means, what it feels like. Because it can be great in theory, then you actually say something that's different, you say something that's against the grain, and you have to deal with that feedback, that pushback. What is the reality of this? All right, having them speak on these things, so, you know, not just so you can learn about how to do these things, but decide if it's really for you. I'm honestly, I haven't been this excited about a project in quite some time, and I'm really just kind of taking this on as like, this is going to be my baby. Obviously, I share it with Jill, but I am really committed to, like, this is the thing that I'm focusing on pushing. This is the thing that I'm focusing on trying to fill. I want you in the room. I want anyone who wants to be in the room to be in the room, and I promise you, we are doing things differently. This is the third time that we're running Boss Up, and we were actually inspired to bring it back while we were at, we meaning Jill and myself, while we were at another conference back in 2022. The conference is well-intentioned. It's a good conference, but they had the same speakers that every conference has. It's the same messaging, and it kind of perpetuates all the things that I hear people say they don't necessarily want more of. Right? Folks tell me that they want, what they actually want is tactics and strategy. What can I implement right now? They want more female speakers. They want more diverse speakers or diversity in their speakers. They want approaches that actually feel good for them. They want permission to do things in their own way, maybe a little guidance with that. They want more than the I did it, so can you messaging. So Jill and I built it. When this episode comes out, I think early bird pricing will still be going on. I don't know. Again, the episode I've recorded in the past comes out in the future. But base pricing would be around $497 for the standard ticket, $997 for the VIP ticket. The VIP ticket, which is also new this year, includes an extra half a day. So a Wednesday, it's a private session with Jill and myself. We're limiting that to 20 spots. You get priority seating and you get a private dinner. I strategically am listing the private dinner last, not because it's the least important, but because it is the thing I want you to pay attention to the most. So we put it at the end. Because it speaks to the number one reason to attend live events, the magic of being in the room, aka the hallway track. So I love that term, and I first started using that term during my CSM days. For those of you that are PTs, you know what CSM is, combined sections, meaning it's a massive, massive conference for physical therapists. And at this conference, they have 11 billion tracks, and someone at some point during my CSM days said, hallway track, and it fucking stuck with me. So the hallway track is what happens when you're not in an actual session learning the information. Don't get me wrong, the information is dope, the information is important, but for the most part, you can get that information somewhere else. Oftentimes, you know, it's 2024, you can get it from the comfort of your own home. Right? So you go to the event in this information age to be surrounded by people who are also 1% action takers. Right? That's exactly what going to a live event is. It's a 1%er action. It requires big time sacrifice. There's a financial investment and just the time there, right? That is the biggest thing. You have to leave your routine. You got to leave where you live. You got to change everything up to go be in this other place. I did a story question, like a little question in my stories, about what folks would want from their dream event. And someone wrote, different information than you teach in social media and podcasts, et cetera. I wanted to go through the phone and shake that person. Thank you. If you're listening to this, thank you for responding. But also, you don't need more fucking information. You need more implementation. Yes, some folks will only consume the content if it's given to them in real time. And that is absolutely a reason to attend a live event, right, as it relates to acquiring information. Right. Additionally, some of the new information that you may be looking for, this person may be looking for, comes in the form of that same information that you can get on social media and podcasts and things like that, but it's being applied to your specific business in real time by the people who are putting on the conference and also during any kind of breakouts and such. Right. But for the fucking most part, most of you who haven't reached your goals yet, you probably need more time and more implementation, especially if you are someone that is an information monster, right? You probably don't need more information. You need more implementation and more time implementing. This is the magic of a live event, right? You put yourself in a room with folks who want to do the things, which increases your odds of finding folks who are actually doing the things. Yes, real talk, there is a smaller percentage of the entire group that's actually doing the things, right? Because I do think plenty of people go to conferences for the rah-rahs and then they don't change anything. But there are also plenty of folks who go and then do implement. Right? They are action takers. And the only way that you find these people is by being in the same room as them. Because most people just aren't fortunate enough to live down the street from someone, you know, in my case, where my bestie and my girlfriend, they both do what I do. They're both incredibly driven. They clearly live near me, right? My bestie lives, Jill, she lives down the fucking street. Many people don't have that. And their partner may have no idea what the fuck they do, right? They're not in the online business space. This is why you go to events like this, right? For me, the most recent conference that I attended, right, I was speaking at it, but from that, I went and added intervals to my training. I fucking hate it still, but I added them. I have a friend who was there. I'm not going to put her business out there and put her on blast, but since that conference, she's cut out alcohol. It's been like 20-something days. Right? Accountability buddy, anyone? I've been messaging her and being like, I'm doing this fucking intervals. How is it going with the alcohol? You find these people at live events. You find the action takers at places where action takers go, which is the live event. It's the in-person event. All right. So for those of you who are inherently action takers, and the segue there is I am inherently an action taker. I don't really go to a lot of events, honestly. I don't go to them necessarily to get that inspiration. But if I really needed inspiration, that's where I would go, right? Because that's where the people are that are doing the things. Right? Yes, we have some people that are doing the things and they're just not going because they're doing the things. But on the flip side, you have people that are doing the things and that's where they're going. So for those of you who are inherently action takers, but maybe you're a little bit burned out, you're looking for some inspiration, this is absolutely something that can be quote unquote cured with the magic or by the magic of being in the room. Right? When you surround yourself with folks who are excited about their shit, it's a great way for you to figure out which of your shit you're actually excited about and the stuff that you're actually just maybe going through the motions with and you should cut out. Right? And then you go home and you do it. And maybe, just maybe, you found an accountability buddy during that time, you made a new connection during that time, and they, you know, keep you going and you stay inspiring each other. Right? So to recap, the number one reason to attend a live event is for the magic of being in the room. It's for the hallway track. Right? For the most part, you can get the information anywhere. You go to the live event, you go to a live, you go to a live event for inspiration and implementation. Right? It's the energy, it's the accountability, it's the community, it's the environment that you're putting yourself in. You cannot get that from home. You just cannot. You cannot get that through the screen. Right? Not for the long haul there. Y'all know I'm the first to champion online stuff, but it's different. And no, we will not be live streaming this. It's the magic of being in the room. All right. So if this episode got you hype, we would love to have you at Boss Up this year. All right. Again, the link, and maybe not again, because maybe I didn't say that, but the link, the registration link, will be in the show notes. I'm going to put out a very specific call to action right now for any of you listening who have never been to a business conference. If that's you, I would love to have you at Boss Up. Just so you know, it's going to ruin you for every other conference that you go to subsequently. But more than that, I told you that it's our vision to do Boss Up differently. And I don't want that to just be an idea, right? Nor can it just be in theory or in advertising. We're going to do it differently. You got to actually fucking do it differently. And part of doing things differently is having different folks in attendance. And if you've never been to an online business conference or a business conference in general or a conference in general, then that's you. And Jill and I would love to have you. If you got any questions, you got any concerns, anything, my DMs are always open. You can text me. It will be me. The text will be green, but it's coming from me. Okay, it's my sideline. 310-737-2345. All right, that's all I got for you. As always, endlessly, endlessly, endlessly appreciative for every single one. Until next time, friends, Maestro.